Today is Wednesday, December 4th. What to know about today's impeachment hearing, who just left the race for president, and what happens now as Google's co-founders step down. Plus, a French fry shortage, a smart TV's warning, and the best entertainer of the year. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. Another impeachment hearing is happening today, and this one will be the first in the House Judiciary Committee, which marks the next phase in the impeachment inquiry. The Washington Post reports four law professors will talk about how the Constitution defines high crimes and misdemeanors, since that's what the Constitution says is impeachable. But at this point, we don't know if those testifying will actually weigh in on specific accusations against President Trump or just talk about the Constitution's meaning in general. And as expected, Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee signed off on a 300-page report yesterday that accuses President Trump of trying to get a foreign country to interfere in the 2020 election, putting his own interests above the country's and compromising national security. The report helps pave the way for articles of impeachment, which the House Judiciary Committee is in charge of actually drafting and choosing when the entire House might vote on whether to impeach. Remember, Republicans already released their counter report Monday defending President Trump. They say the president was just looking to weed out corruption in Ukraine overall, not to benefit himself. And President Trump calls it unpatriotic for Democrats to pursue his impeachment while he's overseas. As we mentioned yesterday, he's at the NATO summit where world leaders are gathering in London. In fact, there's a lot of tension there right now. The AP reports President Trump is not getting along with French President Emmanuel Macron. Trump called it insulting that Macron said NATO was experiencing, quote, brain death, criticizing U.S. leadership. But Macron did not back down, even while sitting side by side with Trump in front of media. Macron expressed frustration that Trump withdrew troops from Syria back in October without telling NATO allies first. More meetings between the 29 member nations are expected today. Another Democratic presidential candidate has dropped out, and this one was a bit of a surprise. ABC News reports Kamala Harris is no longer running for president. She suspended her campaign yesterday. Politico reports Harris had picked up a lot of momentum in the first debate by going toe-to-toe with frontrunner Joe Biden. But as of late, she's been struggling in the polls. Critics have said things like she didn't have a clear enough message, and she now says she doesn't have the money to move forward. No word yet which Democratic candidate she might endorse. For now, six candidates have qualified for the next debate on December 19th. A big shakeup at Google's parent company, Alphabet. The company's CEO, Larry Page, and its president, Sergey Brin, are stepping down. In fact, they were the original co-founders of Google, the people who started it all more than 20 years ago out of a garage, before they eventually went on to serve as executives of the parent company. Now, NBC News reports they're handing the reins of Alphabet to Sundar Pichai, the current CEO of Google. He'll now run both Google and Alphabet, while Page and Brin will take more advisory roles as board members and shareholders. Page and Brin say Google is all grown up and it's time to let go. Bloomberg reports they're each worth about $60 billion. Speaking of billionaires, Tesla founder Elon Musk took the witness stand on day one of his trial. Yes, he's on trial accused of defamation. The reason? He called someone a, quote, pedo guy on Twitter. And that guy sued, saying he was wrongly labeled a pedophile. Remember this? It happened last year. The whole world was watching as rescuers worked to save a dozen boys who were trapped in a flooded cave in Thailand. Musk offered up a submarine to try and help, though some, including one of the rescue divers, called it a publicity stunt. That diver also said Musk should, quote, stick a submarine where it hurts. Well, in response, Musk tweeted that the diver is a pedo guy, and the diver sued. Now we're hearing directly from Musk about this during his trial. Business Insider reports Musk said his tweet was not supposed to be taken literally, and he was just responding to an insult with an insult. Musk is expected to take the witness stand again today. Potato crops aren't growing well this season, which could lead to a French fry shortage. A report from the United Potato Growers of Canada say the 2019 U.S. potato crop is down by 3 billion pounds compared to last year, mostly because of cold and wet weather. Experts tell Bloomberg French fry demand is so high that supplies may not be able to keep up much longer. Experts say it's likely potato prices could climb across North America. All right, we have more news coming up, but let's take a quick break for today's sponsor, Care Of. Care of is a wellness brand that makes it easy to get the right vitamins, supplements, and protein powders to support your specific health and fitness goals. And this time of year, especially with the holidays, adding some extra support for energy, immunity, and stress can help you find balance and stay healthy. And because I know you have an on-the-go lifestyle, you'll appreciate how convenient Care of is. Everything is delivered right to your door, and then you get cute little daily packs you can throw in your purse, gym bag, or suitcase. It's super easy to get started, too. You only need about 5 minutes to take a short, fun online quiz, and you'll get a research-backed recommendation for the vitamins, supplements, and/or protein powders you need based on your results. Vegan and vegetarian options are available. And right now, you can actually get 50% off your first Care of order. Just go to takecareof.com and enter newsworthy50. Again, get 50% off your first Care of order by going to takecareof.com and using the code newsworthy50. Takecareof.com and use the code newsworthy50. Now, back to the news. As expected, Cyber Monday sales broke records, making it the biggest online spending day in U.S. history. Adobe Analytics says shoppers spent $9.4 billion, up almost 20% from last year. The top-selling items were Frozen 2 toys, Nintendo Switches, Samsung TVs, and Apple laptops. Oh, and Amazon says Cyber Monday was its single biggest shopping day ever for the company, though it didn't say how much it actually sold. Heads up if you have a smart TV. The FBI says you may want to check the security settings. There's a chance hackers could use it to spy on you. They could get into your TV and do something harmless, like change the channel or play with the volume, but they could also turn on the camera and microphone without you knowing. But you can prevent this from happening. The FBI says smart TV owners should learn about the TV's security settings and change their network password. CNN says users can also disable microphones and cameras altogether. And if that is not an option, the FBI says to cover them with black tape. Or you can simply unplug the TV from your internet network. And the best movie of the year goes to The Irishman, at least according to the National Board of Review. Deadline says the group of film enthusiasts, filmmakers, and professionals watched 285 movies and picked the Martin Scorsese film as number one. The movie arrived on Netflix last week. And in the music world, Entertainment Weekly says Drake was Spotify's most streamed artist of the decade. His music had more than 28 billion global streams since 2010. But Apple just launched the Apple Music Awards, and Billie Eilish took the top honor, Global Artist of the Year. In fact, Apple will host a live stream performance by Eilish tonight at 6:30 Pacific time. And that's it for the main news today, but it's now time for Work Wednesday, where we break down one interesting career or work-related news story every Wednesday. And because work can be stressful, this Work Wednesday is brought to you by the Meditation Minis podcast. It provides free guided meditations for anxiety, stress, and sleep. In fact, reviewers say it's even better than the big guys. Just search Meditation Minis in your podcast app and feel better fast. So today, we're talking about which college major leads to the best-paying jobs. According to the College Scorecard from the U.S. Department of Education, math, technology, and engineering majors led to jobs with the biggest salaries. And graduates from elite universities did make the most money 1 year after graduation. With that said, CNBC cites experts who say the value of a bachelor's degree is actually fading. Starting salaries for new college graduates is about $50,000, and a lot of time, 10 years after graduating, more than one in five people are working a job that doesn't require a degree. Regardless, researchers say getting a diploma is almost always worth it, since those with a bachelor's degree generally make more money than those with only a high school diploma. Of course, there are always exceptions. All right, thank you so much for listening today. And as always, you can read more about the news stories we talked about in today's show notes. Just click episodes on thenewsworthy.com to see all the links and sources. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. I'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.